Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me, Noah Cassidy. You know what's going on, man?
Yeah, it's good old Tuesday, day after Labor Day. Had a good day yesterday.
Short week.
Short week for sure.
But we're Tuesday getting it started.
Through Friday and we're getting it going.
All right, what do you got?
So I just get on, kicked it off, right? So for my Did You Know, so obviously we're going to talk about sweating a little bit, okay?
It's a hot one.
It's a hot one.
Everyone's
it's been
sweating.
Hot outside. We're actually probably getting over the hot part
after today,
right?
But today's after still today. Hot.
Today is still 94. You're right, but
everybody's sweating. Even the animals?
No.
Oh,
not all of them. So although you know it's not super glamorous that we sweat, and you know it typically stinks, it's actually an ingenious way biologically that we keep cool. So our sweat glands, they actually cause a lot of heat on the surface of our skin to push water, and it evaporates the water. I don't even know if you knew that. Sweat isn't you just being wet. Just dropped my phone. Isn't just you being wet, but it's the water's actually evaporating off of you. That's how hot your skin is. So that just wow. In case you were curious about that, that's kind of cool. But anyways, humans and some other monkeys and great apes all use this technique to cool down. But pigs do not. They actually don't sweat at all.
That's why they roll around in the
mud. That's exactly why they roll around in the mud. Most farmers in this parts probably know that. That's why they roll around in the mud. But if you're out there and you didn't know and you're here in the area or whatever and you're tuning in right now, that is why pigs roll around in the mud. That's why they're they do have some sweat glands, but it's not many and it's not enough to regulate their body heat. So the best way that they do it is to roll around in the mud. And that's why pigs waller in the mud, because they got to stay cool. They got no hair. All the sun's beating down on them like crazy.
It's a hard life.
Hard life for a pig, so they just get a bit muddy.
Well, that's a good way to do it. Pigs in the mud.
In the mud.
Well, for me, how about this one? Did you know that in Russia, squirrel pelts were once used as a form of currency?
An actual currency. Not like, I mean, obviously, I guess you could still technically sell them, but it wasn't like you sell them for money, you'd actually use them as currency?
Yeah, you'd use them to trade for other things. So it was a very valuable commodity in the frozen tundra in Russia and also in parts of Finland. They became important in trading. Sometimes the pelts were even used further than just the pelts, using the ears, snouts, and other parts of the squirrel to make a change.
Really? Why squirrels?
Well,
it's like climbing rats.
People say the reason why is because the squirrels actually helped prevent plague.
Really?
As the Black Death swept through most of Europe, the lack of squirrels to carry infection via fleas meant that people in Russia suffered less from the devastating disease than people in neighboring countries.
Oh, so it was kind of like now in Louisiana, we have it that kind of thing with nutri-rats. Nutri-rats are invasive species. So, you know, you shoot a nutri-rat, you can cut its tail off, and you literally sell its tail, and you make money proving that you killed a nutri-rat. So it was kind of the same concept. You know, you go kill a squirrel, helped lessen the amount of Black Death that was spread. And so it was, okay, that's kind of interesting.
So there you go. Squirrels in Russia. But no longer, so don't
yeah,
try
no
that.
Longer.
Don't try probably, that anymore.
Probably killed them all. Who knows?
But there you go. That's our Did You Know show today, learning a little bit about squirrel commodities and pigs rolling around in the mud. Come on back tomorrow for another episode, Did You Know show, right here on KCHI.